Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, this is when you know that it's so blatant, it's so obvious what is happening, that we all have the same reaction almost instantaneously. Man, this is crazy. So yesterday afternoon, I think it was, I see this tweet from the liberal Montana Free Press, and they're talking about John Tester's farewell speech. And I look forward to the day where we don't even mention this guy's name anymore. But John Tester gave his farewell speech in the U.S. Senate yesterday, and it just sounded like the most negative, bitter, whining, complaining speech you could give in your farewell speech, which is a triumph, which is your opportunity to finally be distinguished, finally be dignified. And here he is complaining about all the money that's spent on campaigns. Here he is complaining about how negative campaigns have gotten. And John Jackson, the Joker from X, in the house with us right now. I think you and I both had almost simultaneously our oh for Pete's sake moments. Everybody was mocking this, saying this guy had more money than anybody. This guy was more negative than anybody. But here he is holding the matches in his hand, complaining about his house getting burned down.
He took a flamethrower to Montana politics and to the Montana Senate race. And then now, since he lost, now he goes up there to D.C. and he's like, oh, my God, look at that fire. That is just so horrible that these fires get started. How did this happen? We must put an end to this. It seems like every modern Democrat has taken their cues from Barack Hussein Obama, in that now we must all be just biblical hypocrites, because no one in the media is ever going to call us out on it.
Yeah, you had it. So I sent a tweet out at, I forget what time of day this was, but I said, what a phony. So probably when I printed this up, it was 10 hours earlier. What a phony. The guy with the matches still in his hand is complaining about the fire. He had way more money backing him. He was nonstop negative. He tried to throw everyone else in the meat grinder. He actually mentioned a meat grinder in his farewell speech. It's like, I said he tried to throw everyone else in the campaign meat grinder, yet he's the only one missing fingers. You know, it's just like when he was a kid. He shoved his own hand into the meat grinder.
And he did that nonstop, particularly if you saw him on his social media stuff. That's all he did, was hold up his hand with his missing fingers, as if that's some kind of signal to all the ranchers and farm people out there. I'm one of you guys. I was stupid enough to cut my finger. You know, I prefer people that were smart enough to not cut their fingers.
Well, you know what I mean? Who took the photo of him holding up his seven fingers and said, show us again how many points you lost to Tim Sheehy by? Actually, it was more like 8 points. But you get the finger.
We got to cue the music again. You know, Mr. Seven Fingers.
That's right. Was that an old James Bond?
What? Goldfinger.
Mr. Yeah. That was probably stemmed from a Mighty Human Z call, I imagine, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like you said, but when will we get to the point where we don't have to talk about this guy ever again?
I'm hoping very soon, although sometimes we might need to remind people what the Democrat Party actually stands for and what they actually did to this country, because he was front and center in that destruction. All right, speaking of songs, I got a great one for you coming up next.
Securing America.
At the recent Reagan National Defense Forum, one of the panels focused on America's national defense strategy. General Eric Smith, the commandant of the Marines, described the constant mindset of American troops.
I treat every day as if it were the last day of peace, that tomorrow's the day we're going to war.
The leaders also discussed China, that country's military buildup, and its stated intent to someday re-annex Taiwan. Indo-Pacific Commander Admiral Samuel Paparo on what it would mean if we were to come to Taiwan's aid if such an instance occurred.
I remain confident that we'd prevail in a conflict with the PRC over Taiwan. And in fact, the PRC also doubts their own ability.
General Smith added, it's easy to talk, but much harder to fight.
When you actually have to go toe-to-toe and go in harm's way.
Something he says America has a lot more experience doing. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Man, we got quite the week coming up for you here with Montana Talks, your statewide radio talk show. We'll be taking your phone calls on Tuesday's Montana Talks. Wednesday, the governor pops in. Then we've got an expert on Trend Day Aragua joining us from Bozeman. Thursday, State Senator Tom McGilvery talking judicial reform. Then he's writing for Beef Magazine, Clint Peck on Friday's Montana Talks. A busy week. Montana Talks, we take you statewide every Monday through Friday, 9 to 10, right here.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Brett.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
That's the most unwoke hour of the week. Hey, if John wants to stick around, why don't we make it the most unwoke 2 hours of the week? He's going to stick around. Hey, John, remember before Thanksgiving and you were talking, you were complaining about all the old guys that stand around the gym talking to each other, buck naked, and you're like, guys, can you put some clothes on? Can I get around here? You know, I ran into those guys.
Again,
they were at the grocery store. They were blocking the aisles. You couldn't even get through the aisle. They were, you know, four deep across, you know, and then they were hovering over the samples at Costco. Watch this. What is it? It's like, dude, grab and move, buddy. Grab and move. Grab the sample. Move down the aisle. Eat your sample. You don't hover over the samples, buddy. Come on. You know,
I got a worse one for you, Aaron. Last year, one of my routines is, you know, a couple times a week, I'll hit the steam. And, you know, all those same guys go in the steam, unfortunately. The same guys that you're talking about. Well, and a lot of them are in the steam just like they are out in the locker room.
That's why you keep going back, I think. Bare ass. That's why you keep going back.
They will go in here and sit down there just bare ass. Well, As older,
like the squeegee, just sliding down the.
As older folks tend to do, occasionally they might have an accident.
Oh no!
And one of them did have one in there, and it shut the steam for like 24 hours. They had to go in there and clean the place. You're like, oh man, come on, at least put a towel down, boys. A towel.
That's like my dad lives down in Arizona in one of these 55 plus places, and so you can't have little kids in the pool with diapers on. But it's like, oh, but Grandpa Joe can come in here anytime he wants, I guess. You know, discriminatory.
It's like the Joe Biden, you know, Code Brown. We got a Code Brown.
Have you ever been that, though? Like, you go to Costco, and it's like, I'm in a hurry. I just want to get my groceries and get out of here. And, oh, but I really want that sample. But it's like, why is that guy hovering over the sample? Grab and go, buddy. Grab and go.
I never was a big sample guy, you know, because they're laying out there open. You know, you don't know what people have walked by there and sneezed on them and coughed on them and touched them. I'm like, nah, I'm good here.
Oh, clutch your pearls, Dr. Fauci. You know, come on. Come on. It builds your immune system.
Oh, sorry. You want a sample here? No, I'm good. I'm good.
Hey, speaking of people being out shopping, Christmas shopping, you know what I really want for Christmas? I want the Trump cologne. Donald Trump came out with his new cologne, Fight, Fight, Fight. I thought this was a joke at first online, but he actually is putting out his own cologne.
Well, did you see the Truth Social post he did about it?
Oh, yeah.
It's so that picture of Jill Biden just smiling lovingly at him, and it said at the bottom, it seduces even your enemies.
Oh, man. Yeah, so they're at the Notre Dame, not the Notre Dame Cathedral, it's the Notre Dame. the Notre Dame Cathedral, and Joe Biden couldn't make it. I don't, maybe he was at the 55 plus pool or something in, you know, in Arizona. He couldn't be there. So they left an empty chair, and there was a program sitting on the chair, and Donald Trump's sitting here, Joe Biden is sitting there, and she looks over at him and it's just got the most glowing, charming look on her face. Like she just couldn't believe she was in the presence of the one and only Donald J. Trump, which led to further speculation that the Bidens voted for Donald Trump.
Of course they did.
Because of their hatred for Kamala Harris.
You know what? You know why they didn't let Joe go to the opening at the cathedral there, right? Because they knew he was going to ask him, how was the football team doing this year?
That's right, yeah. Yeah. But Donald Trump, he actually did it. He took that photo and then promoted his cologne and had the photos of the fight cologne on there. And then what did he say on the Truth Social post?
It seduces even your enemies or something to that effect.
Yeah.
That's not exactly correct.
But anyway, when I saw this, it was like, man, the Trump cologne story, I just couldn't help but think of this song. Can't you smell that smell? Now, for Joe Biden, I'm assuming that cologne is probably better than some of the other smells she normally has to put up with throughout the week. You know?
Leonard Skinner, man. Pull out the Leonard Skinner.
Right. That's
awesome.
Right.
Awesome. Well, you know what they say about the Trump cologne, brother? 60% of the time, it works every time.
Hey, I mentioned the mighty Human Z. So, John Jackson and Z, they have a Behind Enemy Lines podcast on Rumble. But then you guys are doing a Spaces on Twitter, which is kind of like having your own talk show on Twitter, what, every Sunday night now. So you guys called it. You predicted it. What was your prediction?
We had a big discussion about this Sunday night about Joni Ernst and some of these rhinos out there blockading our nominees, particularly going after Pete Hegseth. And you saw the way this was proceeding last week. And first she was coming after Pete, and then then the entire MAGA avalanche landing on her head, and then she had to have another phone call with Pete, and then she was going to have another meeting on Monday with Pete. So we say, yeah, watch for Miss Joni to do the backstroke here, and that's exactly what she did yesterday.
Yeah, so, you know, look, it's one thing for a senator to sit back and hang. They might be in full support of a nominee or not, but typically what some of them will do is they'll say, well, I'm going to wait until the process is fully complete and we have a hearing and every candidate gets a chance to be heard, right? And they'll say that knowing that they fully support somebody or they're fully going to vote against somebody. Tester would always do that. Oh, well, I'm willing to hear the whole process out. You knew he was going to vote in support of Joe Biden's left-wing nominee or against a Trump nominee, but he'd play the game, right? And so it'd be one thing if that's what Joni Ernst was doing. The Iowa Republican senator is just saying, I'm going to wait until the process is complete. But it looked like she was actively undermining Pete Hegseth to be Secretary of Defense. And some people were suggesting that maybe it's because she thought she would get the job if she could force Pete Hegseth out. And the entire MAGA world jumped on her.
Boom.
And now she's come out in full support of Pete Hegseth to be the Secretary of Defense, just like that.
Well, she also was pushing for the status quo to stay going on there at DOD. She knows Hegseth is not going to have that happen.
Yeah, President Trump didn't flinch, and neither will he. That's what Pete Hegseth said via X. We'll get to your calls next.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Tax policy is in play in Washington these days. Everything from taxes on tips to corporate tax rates has been up for discussion. Most proposals talk about cutting taxes. Is that a surprise? This Congress will convene just as the temporary tax cuts passed in the first Trump administration are due to expire. So things are going to change even if Congress does nothing. Montana has more at stake in these discussions than you may be aware. We're one of just a handful of states that adopts the federal definition of taxable income on our own income taxes. That eases the time it takes for Montanans to compute their taxes, but any flip-flops at the federal level will affect Montanans filing their state taxes as well. If the Trump tax cuts are not renewed, for example, then the now doubled standard deduction will go back to what it was. That will increase your taxable income in Montana just as it will for your federal taxes, automatically. What happens in Washington will definitely not stay in Washington. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
This is House Call for Health. The Environmental Protection Agency bans two toxic chemicals used in many cleaning products due to serious health risks. The government agency says two solvents, known as PERC and TCE, are linked to various cancers and other illnesses. TCE, or trichloroethylene, is a toxic chemical used in cleaners, spot removers, lubricants, and glue. It's known to cause liver cancer, kidney cancer, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Exposure can also cause damage to the nervous and immune systems. The EPA also banning all consumer uses of perchloroethylene, or PERC, used in dry cleaning and in automotive care products. It's still allowed for industrial uses, including in aviation and defense, with strict guidelines for worker safety. The EPA is charged with ensuring that federal laws protecting human health and the environment are administered and enforced fairly, effectively, and as Congress intended. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with a crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Jimmy Failla says the 80s are back. Yeah, if you guys missed it, I caught up with the stand-up comedian. He's got a Saturday night show on the Fox News Channel, former New York City cab driver. They got a big comedy show coming up this weekend on the Fox Nation app. And he says there's no rules, there's no nothing is off limits. It's going to be just like the comedy in the 80s and the 90s. But Tim and Savage sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. He says, Jimmy Failla says the 80s are back. They certainly are. I am back into a size of jeans I haven't been able to fit into since the 80s. Yeah, for those of you who didn't know, Tim and Savage has been doing Billings Last Diet. Even though he's way out on the North Dakota border through their remote option, and he says he is now fitting into jeans that he hasn't fit into since the 1980s. John, do we dare ask for a photo? You know, what kind of 80s jeans? Are they stonewashed? That might be more 90s, I guess. Are they stonewashed? Is he doing like the Remember when they would like do the tight cuffs on the bottom and you'd roll it, like the tight roll on the bottom of the jeans? Maybe he's doing that.
I'm trying to imagine how much duty is he paying. How is he getting that food, the Billings Last Diet food, through Mondakistan Customs?
Yeah,
it's got to be paying some duty.
Well,
on that,
you just find a customs officer. You might have to bribe him with a little scotch or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, when in Mondakistan, you know, sometimes you just got to, you know, to figure out how to get through customs. So
yeah, a little gold coin, the bottle of scotch. Yeah,
yeah. Let's see, Tim in Billings. You know, we were talking about how Liberal Senator John Tester, in a negative, bitter farewell speech, was complaining about, you know, all sorts of things that he actually was responsible for. Tim in Billings says, maybe now that we, the people of Montana, have cleared up his schedule for the foreseeable future, John Tester will grace us and come on to your show finally. He can be the next Ken in Great Falls and get his feelers hurt when he isn't given the full hour to talk down to his neighbors. That was from Tim in Billings.
Raise your hand, anybody out there, raise your hand if you actually think John Tester is going to come back to Big Sandy. You know, that's not his stripper gal friend either. If he's going to come back to Big Sandy and work on the ranch, raise your hand. Anybody? Bueller? Anyone?
Nope. Yeah, no, he's already lining up a K Street job. He's going to be paid very handsomely, very handsomely. Let's go to Francis in Big Fork. Francis, great to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Oh, I'm just happy we got rid of Tester and Penny got out of jail, and I think he can beat the charges. They're going to sue him. So that big father looks like a drunk, too. And, you know, it's just been a good week.
That's right. Yeah. What about the not guilty? John, you were actually with us on Friday because we had a radiothon last Tuesday. And so you came and joined us on Friday. But we broke the news live on the air when you were with us that the jury did not convict him, declared him not guilty on the more serious charge on Friday. But then there were concerns that basically the prosecutor was, you know, basically throwing the rule book out the window and tried to charge him with a lesser charge, thinking that the jury might bite on that and that this was a way to still try to falsely convict this guy. And luckily, the jury unanimously said no to that, declared him not guilty. And so it was so cool to see Daniel Penny and his legal team celebrating in New York City. I mean, what that guy has been through, it's finally a little bit of justice.
What shades of Trayvon Martin with this case? Every picture you ever see out there in the media of this guy are pictures from years ago where he's doing in his Michael Jackson costume doing his little bit on the subway. The guy had been arrested, I think, 42 times. He was an insane, out-of-control drug addict, assaulting people on that train, and Daniel Penny stepped up to protect these people. And see, let me explain to you something. The carotid restraint, which he used on him, is the most humane way to stop someone from hurting themselves or hurting others if applied correctly. Unfortunately, when it happens to a crazed, you know, out of control drug addict, you know, they can't die in the process because they're already in such bad health. They can already barely breathe. They already have, you know, just bad things going on all over their body. So it can result in them dying.
And this guy had all those drugs in his system. Yeah. But for Jordan Neely's family to stand up there and attack the jurors and for these BLM activists to now call for vigilante justice because, you know, to attack people as a result of the jury's decision here. But for Jordan Neely's family to attack Daniel Penny, who is there risking his own life to protect others, it's like you failed your son, but you want to lecture the rest of America? You failed Jordan Neely, too, in this process. Elon Musk, I don't know if you saw this, John, but Elon Musk responded to this was a tweet from End Wokeness. So there was a woman named Tiffany Caban who said this: Jordan Neely deserved better than the violence of being denied access to stable housing and health care and then dehumanized for it. Jordan Neely deserves better than the systems that allow for and justify extrajudicial white supremacist violence against black people, is what this white lady said. Then the community notes through X noted this. From the New York Times, by the way, as part of a plea agreement with prosecutors after he punched a 67-year-old woman in the street in 2021, Jordan Neely was given free access to stable housing and health care at a treatment facility in the Bronx. He abandoned the facility after 13 days. The point is the system did everything they possibly could do for Jordan Neely, short of just putting the threat behind bars. And he was a threat to others.
Well, I think also what this showed is the political death of this communist thuggery from the BLM, from Black Lives Matter. They lasted. They started, you know, Barack Hussein Obama started them back during his time. They lasted. They hit their peak around 2020 with the George Floyd riots. And since then, everybody has seen them from who they are. You just got about every big national leader out there who's taken all their money and stolen it. All they do is champion every single criminal scumbag out there who happens to, you know, get put up in the system or happens to get themselves killed by the police. And now you see the reaction yesterday. They tried to gin up a bunch of crap up there in New York yesterday, and it just flopped. They have no more stroke.
Well, and it also takes us back to the homeless debate that you and I have talked about at length over several shows now, and the transient crisis where you got these oftentimes out-of-state criminals that become transients, and they go to places like Missoula to take advantage of the system and then cause more crime here and everything. And so it goes back to this homeless debate. And that's the point that Elon Musk made with regard to this specific conversation on X about Jordan Neely. He says this illustrates why the term homeless is misleading. The vast majority of those on the streets are there due to severe drug addiction and or mental illness. The issue is not that they got a little behind in their mortgage payments and would be back on their feet if someone just offered them a job. No, we have people that are on the streets that it's not just a homeless issue.
Oh, of course. And that's been proven over and over again. I think it's like 90% of the people that are out there on the street are these hopelessly insane drug addict, alcoholics that have been through programs and will never voluntarily stay in there. And what is the choice of the police? Like, say, right here in Billings, Montana. You're the sheriff, you're the mayor, you're the chief of police. Well, I say this on your program all the time. I'm not trying to solve homelessness or solve crime or drug addiction or alcoholism. I'm telling you, not here. I'm the bouncer that clicks on the light at the end of the night and says, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Denver is 8 hours down the road, boys. Get out.
Well, and it was interesting. On Monday, yesterday, I talked with Sandy Vasica. She's the Missoula City Council member who she's like the lone conservative, but through her persistence and through community support, she finally got even the liberal Missoula City Council to start cracking down on these transients that are overtaking city parks in Missoula. And when I asked her, I said, well, is this going to have some teeth on it? Are they actually going to be able to crack down on these tent city transient villages? And she says, you know, what this does is law enforcement, you know, they have the ability to say, okay, well, we're going to give you a warning, or, hey, no, you're going to get, you know, a fine and you're going to get the crackdown. And she said, you know, law enforcement knows who the bad actors are, and they know who just maybe showed up and didn't realize they couldn't camp in the park for one night for whatever reason, right? And I thought that was very telling because you know law enforcement, and I know enough, you know, law enforcement here in Montana that they can tell you who all these transients are. They know them by name. They know their street nickname. They know who the roving gangs of transients typically are.
And what you want to do as law enforcement is let them know that this is not the place for you. First of all, you don't have all these services for them, because what is that? You're feeding stray dogs. If your town has got all these services to people, the stray dogs are going to be right at your back door every freaking day. Okay, and then you put your police onto them every day. You're looking for trespassing, vagrancy, public drunkenness, you name it, and you look for any excuse to throw them in jail. And it doesn't take very long before they get the message.
I'm looking at the clock, man. The time is flying by. Let's get to some callers. We've got the mighty Human Z on the phone lines. Z, what's going on?
Hey, Great Lakes, greetings, gentlemen. I heard my name. I was out walking down the street and heard my name called. It's just like I dream a genie or something, you know, so I just appear. Now, I don't wear the outfit, and I'm not into that gender bender stuff, but guess what? Michigan may get Pete Buttigieg as governor. And, yes, I do sing, and I got a song here. It's called Buttigieg Fingers.
I don't know.
Pete Buttigieg, he will be Michigan's man, a governor man, a Pete's fingers. Oh, well.
Why would he go to Michigan? I thought he, you know, still had potholes to fix in Indiana. Why Michigan would be the question, but hey, better you than us.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I was going to try to sneak in another caller there before the break, but we've been having so much fun. The time has just been flying by, but I just showed John here. We got a great Christmas card in the mail. Merry Christmas to Aaron Flint and crew. We made a difference. Tester was not reelected. So great Christmas card here. In fact, she is on the phone lines from Eastern Montana now. And let's go to Kat calling in from Eastern Montana. We're very slowly but surely trying to eliminate that word tester from the vocabulary here so we can make America great again and move on. Hey, Kat, great to hear from you. Thanks for the nice Christmas card, too, by the way.
Oh, you're very welcome, Aaron. And good morning, John and Aaron in Montana. And thank you to our veterans. So I'd like to ask your listeners, look, we still have hundreds of homeless families in Western North Carolina. And I have been in contact with an organization called Hope for Crisis. They are asking the people of our country, and I'm kind of taking on the Montana part of this, if they have any RVs or campers they are willing to donate to the victims of Hurricane Helene. The RVs need to be roadworthy, no leaks, no soft spots in the floor, no mold, and all appliances need to work. But Jonas, the coordinator, told me the dents or scratches aren't a concern, or the awning, if it doesn't work, no big deal. But it needs tires and working vehicle lights, of course. But real quick, Hope for Crisis is the website. Click on donation and you can donate a camper, a vehicle, or a monetary donation. Now, I thought this was really interesting. So, and I do have drivers who are willing to drive the RV or camper from Montana to West North Carolina, but this is interesting. The first step is to get everyone housing with these RVs and campers. But then the next step is the vehicles for the victims so they can get themselves to work, because the coordinator said that's the biggest obstacle is the vehicles to get people back and forth for work. So they have a goal of 400 vehicles. I'm going to shoot you a DM, Aaron, with the contact info for Hope for Crisis. And I'm just asking the people of Montana to please consider helping. So thank you so much. God bless. And have a wonderful day, everybody.
Hey, you too. No, and thanks for continuing to remember the good folks back there in North Carolina. John, I know you got family back there and friends, of course, too. But yeah, you know, back in 2020, before the whole COVID stupidity started, I was lucky enough to buy my own family camper, and it was just perfect timing because that became my bug-out vehicle when stuff started going crazy.
Well, what you've seen now since post-election is the Biden regime engaged in just an obscene orgy of spending of billions of our dollars, just the worst actors all over the Middle East, throwing billions, you know, continuing to throw billions into these clean energy scams, these climate scams, as the people of North Carolina sit still in the cold and the mud and the snow. And thank God J.D. Vance visited there last week, and J.D. told him straight up, he said, come, you know, the minute we are in office, this is going to get taken care of right away.
Well, this reminds me, what did you just share on X? You just showed it to me, this news about Iran, and just days after the election, the billions of dollars in additional assets that Biden unfroze to give to the terrorists in Tehran?
According to the Washington Free Beacon, the administration waived sanctions on Iran 3 days after the election, providing Tehran with upwards of $10 billion. In once frozen funds.
Why do they keep throwing these terrorists a lifeline? And then they have the gall, as Assad was booted out of Syria and the government collapsed in Syria, they have the gall to take credit for that when it's like, did you even know that was even coming? Did you even know that was happening? I mean, here they try to tie Israel's hands every step of the way. Israel's been taking the fight to the terrorists in Tehran. And, I mean, I had on two different, I had retired General Paul Vallely on yesterday and Dr. Merdad Kia from the University of Montana talking about this serious situation. And they both agreed that, yeah, Putin got distracted in Ukraine, so he couldn't prop up his puppet Assad in Syria. And the terrorists in Tehran, well, they got distracted because they were getting their butts kicked by Israel after they decided to take part in that horrific terrorist attack. And then Israel started going after every single one of their little proxies, from Hezbollah to the rest of them.
It is, you watch them at every point enable and prop up the worst terrorists in the world. Now, apparently, they're kicking around this new group over there that ousted Assad. They're thinking about taking, number one, taking off the bounty on the head of their of that leader and reclassifying them, taking them off the terror list. I mean, it is just, you cannot overstate the bullet that we dodged here in November by getting President Trump back in that office.
Yeah. So, Jelani, hey, by the way, an update for those of you who heard the show yesterday in the 8 o'clock hour when we had General Vallely join us from Big Fork. You know, he was pretty optimistic about the Syrian rebels that had overthrown Assad and helped boot him out. You know, he's in daily conversations with many of those leaders like General Turkey. But by yesterday afternoon, General Vallely said, nope, this is not good. In fact, I printed out the tweet because I shared it with an update that's now on our Montana Talks website. Yeah. Yesterday afternoon, General Vallely sent us this update on Syria. He says, quote, "The situation has changed with the new leadership. Al-Jalani and Bashir, the new prime minister, are Islamists. We cannot support the new leadership. Trump must get the word. Not good." So we go from not good to not good.
Did
you see, at least Israel and Iran got a black eye.
Did you see what this guy did, the new leader? He, his previous whole persona was the, Allahu Akbar, Muhammad Jihad outfit, right?
Yeah, now he's sweater boy.
Yeah.
He's sweater boy all of a sudden.
Yeah, now he's taking off all his stuff. He's wearing a sweater. He's trying to look all peaceful and everything and all reasonable. No, he is a dyed-in-the-wool terrorist.
Well, I almost worry more about the Ivy League sweater. I mean, who just, you know what I mean? Like, some of these Ivy League wackos are some of the craziest jihadists out there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's every time. Think about, look at, going back to the Shah of Iran back in the 70s. Let's count them down. You know, Afghanistan and Libya and Iraq. Every time you think you're going to get rid of this mean old dictator over there in the Middle East, look who comes in to take their place. It's always worse.
It's like Chicago. We finally get a chance to get rid of Lori Lightfoot. Now you got Mayor Johnson. I mean, talk about what this guy is doing to the city of Chicago. He's even worse than the one before, if you thought it could get any worse.
Oh, yeah. Did you see him the other day? He was talking about, I think, changes to the schools, and that's his background as a teacher. And he just said in an open forum to the public on television, look, I was elected to do this, and I don't care if y'all like it at all. We're doing it anyway.
Yeah, we're giving your money to illegal aliens anyway. Why is it that some of these teachers' union activists are some of the craziest people out there? I mean, Amanda Curtis running the MFPE right now. I mean, she has caused more harm to unions than anybody, I think. I mean, it's funny how somebody who pretends to be a union leader actually undermines other unions and attacks other union jobs and undermines school teachers. But hey, to your point from earlier, John Jackson, you were talking about how, you know, MAGA world descended on Joni Ernst, and now she is supporting Pete Hegseth, President Trump's defense secretary nominee. Even Politico Playbook wrote this. The Trump transition team entered a critical week of nomination meetings on Capitol Hill with a new head of steam, emboldened by a swarm of grassroots support and a pressure campaign that has revived Pete Hegseth's hopes for defense secretary and given them confidence about other controversial nominees, too. Okay, Politico, Pete Hegseth is not controversial. The liberal media always does this. If it's something most Americans believe, that's controversial. But if Pete Hegseth was lipstick Lex Luthor, you know, the Biden era official who got busted stealing women's panties off the luggage belt at the airport, the guy who's got the creepy bald head and mustache but wears women's dresses and red lipstick. If that guy, they didn't call him controversial, but you know, normal, everyday American who served his country and has a vision to fix the Department of Defense. That's controversial.
What you saw happen last week was that scene out of The Untouchables, if you remember it. Robert De Niro, as Al Capone, called a meeting of his whole crew and walked around the table until he found the guy that had just screwed him over and took a bat to his head and opened up his head like a watermelon right there in front of everybody. And he was saying, part of a team. And that's what they did figuratively last week to Joni Ernst. So now, you saw, yes, I mean, John Thune and Tom Tillis and Aunt B. Lindsey Graham, everybody is just loving all of Trump's nominees right now. Everybody's so happy.
I thought it was Thom Tillis. Is it
Thom?
Thought it was Tom or Thom. Is it Thom?
Started on that guy.
And anyway, I forgot to read the best part, though, of this Politico playbook update here. Looking at the... Okay. Should I speed read? No, I'm not going to speed read. I will save it for after the break. John, don't let me forget this. The best part of this Politico update about Trump world descending upon squishy Republican senators. Best part coming up right after this.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
This guy had 42 run-ins with the police. You want to talk about the biggest failure in all of this? Government failure at the highest level. This is what defund, dismantle, no bail laws, letting people out, not institutionalizing people that are obviously very, very unhealthy and not doing well. So the Black Lives Matter leader calling America a racist effing country in the wake of all of this, and that the KKK gets another victory. Al Sharpton couldn't resist jumping in here, condemning the jury's decision. Reverend Al, will somebody ask Reverend Al if he bothered to follow the case? Does he think that the African-American woman that testified in this case was racist?
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Last Chance is happening right now. Don't miss out. Up to 45% off site-wide, plus free professional measure. Now, avoid the home renovation overwhelm, a nightmare. Now, swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings, it delivers big results. And Blinds.com, they make it simple, easy, and they make it affordable. With Blinds.com, you shop online, you don't sacrifice quality, style, or service, and a Blinds.com professional expert available to help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. They handle everything from measuring to installation. As a matter of fact, you can get your whole home installed for one low cost. Anyway, don't miss Blinds.com Cyber Monday Last Chance going on right now. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus get free professional measure only for a limited time. Blinds.com, 45% off site-wide, free measure today, and check it out now. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Offer subject to credit approval.
Man, we got quite the week coming up for you here with Montana Talks, your statewide radio talk show. We'll be taking your phone calls on Tuesday's Montana Talks. Wednesday, the governor pops in. Then we've got an expert on Trend Day Aragua joining us from Bozeman. Thursday, State Senator Tom McGilvery talking judicial reform. Then he's writing for Beef Magazine. Clint Peck on Friday's Montana Talks. A busy week.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, John, here. Well, I already shared it with John, but for the rest of you, because John just couldn't wait. You couldn't wait till after the break, could you, John? Ooh, 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 tell me now.
Got to hear that. You said it's the weenie. I got to hear it.
Freaking. Wait, what?
The weenie. The weenie, the kicker.
Oh, the kicker. I've
the muddy
never
shot.
Heard that part.
The
okay.
Muddy shot.
All right, the muddy shot. Here we go. This was the best part of Politico Playbook's update, talking about the newfound additional support for fellow veteran and defense secretary nominee Pete Hegseth. In recent days, this is coming from the liberal media. In recent days, allies of Trump adopted an approach that is not novel for the president-elect and his followers. Make life extremely uncomfortable for anyone who dares to oppose him. The swarm of MAGA attacks that Senator Joni Ernst has experienced is a warning of what's in store for others who express skepticism of his personnel choices. John, you couldn't have said that better in an ex post of your own. But
I swarmed. we were imagining the other day. Can you imagine this bunch of cocaine Mitch McConnell acolytes sitting around the Bistro Cacao there, and they're thinking, "Hey, we've been taking the fire, you know, all these years. Hey, Joni, you want to take this one for us? Take this one for us on Pete Hegseth. You run with that. You know, you could be the next Lisa Murkowski. You can be the next Susan Collins, right?" And she jumps up there and stuck her head in that buzzsaw and oof.
Yeah.
Got broke.
John, HR just came in and handed us a note. They said, we're going to need you to work on that swarming. You're only allowed to pounce or to
seize.
Okay. Yeah. Swarming is not really authorized yet, but pouncing and seizing, that's fully allowed in the conservative liberal media playbook here. So.
Yeah. But Biden gives $10 billion away to Iran. Republicans pounce. That's right.
Let's see. We had a listener in Laurel send us a message on the Montana Talks app just a few minutes ago. I think a year ago, Penny would have gotten convicted. During the Biden administration, people with common sense were lashed out against if they went against the crazy agenda, making a lot of people wary to speak out against the woke machine. With Sleepy Joe on the way out and Trump on the way back in, people are feeling more comfortable pushing back and speaking out against the injustice, taking America back. I love it. But that's an interesting theory that had Daniel Penny's trial in New York City, the subway trial, gone forward a year ago, would he have been more likely to be convicted than now? That's an interesting thing to think about, because did the people of New York City have to see how bad Gotham would truly get with these jokers in charge, right? In order for them to finally, like, give justice to Daniel Penny. Like, is it because they saw the injustice taking place with the illegal aliens flooding the streets, with the criminals being put back out, that then they finally opened their eyes and looked at Daniel Penny and said, wait a minute, he's one of the good guys here?
Well, what we are constantly bemoaning out here, all of us, I think, is how everything you do in life now is somehow filmed on somebody's phone camera. But that's what saved Daniel Penny here. Was everybody was filming this. A bunch of people in the subway car filmed all of this. So the jury got to see actually how this happened. That's what saved him. And see, just so everybody knows, if you ever have to do this to somebody out there and have to, you know, apply the carotid restraint, it only takes about 6 to 10 seconds for somebody to drop out. And at the very second you feel them drop out, that's when you let the choke off, flip them over, hands behind their back, and take anything you can find to tie their hands behind their back and sit on them. Don't sit there and maintain that choke on them. Let the choke off.
I think the other two critical areas, it'd be interesting to hear if the jurors end up speaking publicly why, but two other critical errors that just the woke prosecutors, but was it the person that did the autopsy neglected to include the fact of all the drugs that were in his system before claiming that he died because of the chokehold? That was critical. The other one was when law enforcement didn't tell Daniel Penny that Neely had actually passed away while they were interrogating him, before they interrogated him. I think that might have played a role too. All right, John, sticking with us next hour.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.